Hello, I'm Peggy Nichols, and welcome to Serenity, a service for your well-being. Tonight's program, we're going to deal with our chakras, the energy centers that we have throughout our body. And then we're going to go into doing a self chakra tune-up. The word chakra comes from the Hindi origin, which means spinning wheel. We have seven main chakras, each of which has its own color and relates to a different part of the body, and they are evenly arranged around the spinal column. The first chakra we call the base, and this deals with our security, our foundation of life, trust in life. Our second chakra, the sacral. This is dealing with our emotions, our self-worth, our sexuality. Our third chakra, the solar plexus, deals with our power, control, identity, our relationships with others, and acceptance of others. The fourth chakra, the heart, this embraces love, unconditional love, compassion, our healing, our warmth. The fifth chakra, the throat. This is our communication, our expressions, ability to speak your truth. The sixth chakra, the eye. This deals with our consciousness, our perspective of higher mind, our intuitive. And then our last but not least, the seventh chakra, our crown. This deals with our human perfections, our awareness of eternal life. Since 2005, when I started having clients coming in to Serenity to do aura cleansing, chakra balancing, and cleansing, I was so impressed to see the difference that it made with that individual, for them to become more in balance. Their timing, if you will, just seemed to synchronize, that I was so prompted to go and record a CD, which I called Self Chakra Tune-Up. I wanted people to have the ability to have the means, an easy way of going into the privacy of their homes, having this tool that they could do their own tune-ups, getting themselves in balance, becoming your own mechanics. At the end of the CD that we're going to be going into here momentarily, there's about 5 minutes of just a beautiful water sound of the tide moving in and out. Here I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. Now that you've gone through your own tune-up, I want you to use that rhythm, that sound, using your energy, pushing from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, and then back down again. Just feeling the energy flow, becoming just one with it. So I truly hope that you will enjoy and benefit from, again, the CD, which I call Self Chakra Tune-Up. So, without any further delay, I'm going to step back. We're going to start the CD, and I will come back and close off for the evening and let you know what our next program is going to be all about. So, let us begin. Welcome to Self Chakra Tune-Up. Our bodies are these wonderful vehicles. We come in different shapes, sizes, domestic, and foreign. Some of us can run fast, where others a slower, steady pace. A car, when it's fine-tuned, how great its performance. But when it's not hitting on all cylinders, it becomes sluggish, not getting the best mileage. Our bodies have energy centers called chakras. When they are in balance, all working in harmony, we're able to achieve the best of our best.
we too may need our own version of a tune-up. When life's journeys brings forth a drama, feelings that are dramatic, this can cause a blockage within a chakra. So now, we are misfiring, not achieving our best performance. This CD is to act as a tool, assisting in a very simple but effective procedure to cleanse and balance your chakras. You may want to only listen to this for the first time, so you can become familiar and comfortable. In your session, approximately 3 minutes will be given per chakra. It may require more time for those who are older, due to the fact you will need to turn your emotional chakra for each year. For example, 21 turns for a 21-year-old person. 60 turns if you are 60 years old. Calculate the time needed for your session, then proceed, knowing no interruptions will occur. This format can be used by lying down, or if you prefer, you can sit in a chair. Concentration is required here, so be comfortable, do not become distracted, stay focused. And yes, men and women are different. So men, you will be turning your energy clockwise. Women, you'll be turning your energy counterclockwise. We are going to start at the seventh chakra. This is located at the very top center of your head. I have found this approach extremely effective. Here you are setting the size and speed with the chakra that addresses your spiritual aspects, your connection to the divine. Remember, we will be spending approximately 3 minutes in each chakra. For any reason you feel that wasn't enough, then just stay with that chakra until you feel it is cleansed and the spinning is proper, then continue. Now let's find that chair or bed so we can begin. Breathe in deeply, exhale. Again. Place your hands upon the top of your head. Have your hands touching at the sides. Close your eyes so your senses will become more alert. Focus on the energy, that warm sensation dancing into your hands. Telepathically command and turn the energy in the direction needed for your gender. Men, clockwise, women, counterclockwise. Turn and set the flow at a nice steady pace. Bring the size to be that of a silver dollar. When this chakra is too large, you may experience restlessness, nightmares. You're receiving too much energy. Too small in size, you may feel disconnected. As you spend your energy, imagine the color violet or white. I hope you may even see this. Remove, cleanse any blockage or negative energy. See it leave or turn into the right color. Feel that circling vibration. Imprint your color. The energy flow. Now to the sixth chakra, the brow, also called the third eye. This is located centered just above your eyes on the forehead. This addresses your intuition, that inner voice. Cup your hands over this area. Feel the vibration. Are you awake or sleeping? Have you been feeling like an ostrich whose head is in the sand? Having no clarity? Start setting your size and speed with a chakra. Bring in the color indigo. Remember, you want to match the size and speed you set within this chakra. Remove and cleanse the energy that's negative. You want to be able to hear clearly that inner voice. The voice that wants to keep you out of harm's way, to make life a lot easier, to clearly see what you've been trying to avoid. You're now achieving clarity, inner guidance. Let's move upon the fifth chakra, the throat. Here we address expression. Outward is how we communicate to others, our friends, family, people in general. But along with your expression to yourself, are you kind, and gentle? Are you critical, maybe being your own worst enemy? I found that people who hold back, not expressing their feelings and thoughts, seem to suffer with sore throats, always having to clear them. Does that sound familiar? Gently place your hands upon your throat, having one hand lying upon the other. Repeat the format that you have been using with the other chakras, but bringing in the color blue. Now to what I feel is the most important, your fourth chakra, the heart. Here we address love, self-love. Place your hands upon your heart, crossing them. Here I want you to truly feel the energy. Then you can notice any change, the before and after. Adjusting the chakra. Does your energy feel centered or more to one side? Remember, you must be centered. This expression, self-love. Then love that area around you is for the others that you allow to enter into your heart. Proceed sizing, timing, cleansing with the color green. The third chakra is called the solar plexus. I like to call it your emotional center. How complex this area can be. The highs and lows of emotions. The good, bad, and even the ugly. That gnawing in the pit of your stomach. If you've guessed we're placing our hands across your stomach, you're right. I want you to follow the same procedure as before, but here your color is yellow. And here you can't lie about your age, because you're going to spend your energy a full circle for every year of age. For example, if you're 21 years old, then tune 21 times. If you're 30, then 30 turns. Place your hands across your belly button. This chakra is called the sacral, the second chakra. It addresses self-respect, the give and take. Here is where you are going to do a little extra cleansing for the ages 7 to 14. Many times we forget segments of our life, blocking out. If a drama occurred early in your life, you shut down. That clog set into your chakra, making it out of sync, not being in rhythm with the other chakras. So spin, cleanse, use and set in the color orange. Last but not least is the root chakra, the number one, also known as the base. This addresses self-awareness. Here your color is red. Place your hands upon the lower part of your pelvis. Extra cleansing is needed here to address the ages 7, then back to your birth. Have you always felt off balance? Well, something dramatic happened within this time period. You have been. So turn, cleanse, being in harmony with all the other chakras. bring your hands to your stomach. We are going to see if you are centered. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Again. I want you to feel your energy rising to the top of your head and then back, traveling into both legs to the very end of your toes. Move it back and forth several times, feeling it smoothly flowing through your chakras. If you feel the pause in any chakra, go back and address it again. After resetting, cleansing, repeat this exercise. Drink some water. And now that you are finished, do a little stretching, a few deep breaths. You may find at some point a feeling of being just a little out of sync, off balance. Please take the time and repeat this exercise. Remember, here, you are the mechanic. Get under your hood. Tune yourself up. It has been written that the rainbow was created and brought forth as a promise to the never-ending connection, the covenant, from spirit to mankind. That connection lies within each and every one of us. Our own rainbow, colors of white, lavender, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red, placed inside you, being housed in what we call chakras. As I hope you are in awe when you see a rainbow, your eyes being drawn to the heavens. May a smile come upon your face when you can see and feel your inner connection with the rainbow and that promise from divine inside you.
After an aura chakra cleansing, you'll probably find yourself feeling calm, relaxed, centered, like a heavy weight has been taken off your shoulder. And then there's going to be some that, for you to feel that shift, it may take 1, 2, or maybe even up to 3 days. If for any reasons you don't feel that this journey, this session, did anything for you, I hope that you will go back and repeat it again. Sometimes it's difficult for us to feel calm and confident in something that we're doing that's new and unfamiliar. So please don't give up and try to make this be a successful journey for you. I guarantee you will feel so much better. A little bit more about our chakras. We've developed each chakra for a period of 7 years before moving on to our next one. This begins at birth, as we emerge from the protection of our mother's womb and we start to develop our relationships with the outside world. The chakras represent a journey beginning at the base, or the first chakra, and moving up through each chakra in turn every 7 years, until at the age of 43 we arrive at our crown. At the end of our 49th year, the cycle is complete and we return again to the first chakra. I have found through the experience of reading chakras at Serenity when my clients would come in, because they are housings of our years, that the base chakra being from the year 1 through 7, if a drama, if something horrific happened to you in this life cycle, this very first chakra, it's like it misfires, it misdevelops, and it plagues the development and the proper setting for the other chakras. And so when I had many clients come in and they go, all my life I've just felt off. I don't know why I can't get centered. I just don't know what is wrong. I would then lay them out on our table, relax them, and then let's read your chakras. Going into each chakra and reading that timeline and sometimes seeing the horrific violation that happened to them, and not knowing what has been wrong all these years, and to finally having someone bring forth what happened, that they can deal with that drama and let it go, and to finally get that chakra in balance so they can move on, feeling more complete, feeling more in control of their life. So these housings are very important. So as you go through and you're cleansing, pay attention why maybe it's taking longer for you to leave that chakra, why it doesn't want to spin or turn, and possibly the color that you keep picking up is gray or black. Realize that's a drama. That's something that you need to address. Cleanse it. Then you are able to move on. Have control of your life. There are many wonderful stones and crystals that people can use to help aid them in their everyday life, but also aid them when they're doing their aura chakras and their cleansing. And some, but not limited to, are using beautiful amethyst or a clear quartz on the crown chakra, using a sodalite on the third eye, a blue lace agate, a lapis, or a turquoise stone on the throat chakra, jade, rose quartz, malachite for the heart chakra, citrine, a yellow agate for the solar plexus, a carnelian for the sacral, ruby, garnet, a bloodstone is wonderful to use on our base. Sometimes simply taking one of the stones or the crystal that's appropriate for that chakra and just hold it there. Let it help you in that cleansing, taking away the negativity, spinning it, getting it back into balance. You'll be amazed of how they will aid and assist you. As I look upon my desk in my office, I'm surrounded by hundreds of beautiful stones and crystals. Their energy aids and assists me in my everyday life. I couldn't imagine living without them. They're wonderful tools. They're priceless to me. Even though they say diamonds are a girl's best friend, I have to tell you, sometimes I'll take a bloodstone or a ruby or a garnet any day of the week. If you know of anyone that does the aura, the chakra photography, I so encourage you to do that. I would always try to have my clients have their aura and chakra photography done before and then after a session, and that they could see the difference within their auric field and even the shift in shape and size of their chakras, the enhancement of the colors. It's truly amazing. I know the first time that I had it done, it was several years ago, and this wonderful lady, and of course they hook you up to these sensors, and she takes my picture. And I was just amazed to see the beautiful green and yellow as my aura field. And she looks at me and she smiles and she goes, "Peggy, it doesn't get any better than this. Look at the shape of each of your chakras. They're all the perfect size. And look how bright and clear each of the colors are." She says, "It doesn't get better than this. What are you doing?" And I told her that I'm a Reiki master and teacher. I believe in energy work, but it starts at home, keeping myself healthy in my mind, body, and spirit. And she just gave me a hug, and she says, "I wish all my clients, all the people I take these pictures for, could end up like this one day." And truly, when you are in balance, life is so wonderful. I embrace every day. It's the best journey ever. I hope you all will take advantage of all the websites, the books that talk about our chakras, and truly get informed, learn about the importance of them, how crucial they are. And just embrace being the best of your best. Take control. Become your own mechanic. Do your own tune-ups. If you have to do it daily to be in balance, do just that. But don't go through life feeling like you're running on just half the pistons and not all of them. It's a wonderful journey. Just get behind the controls and make it the most glorious that you can. On my next program, we're going to be addressing past lives. And we're also going to be doing a past life regression. I hope that you will tune in, and I look forward to our next session. Good night.